This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And the path of destruction Irma could really wreak havoc with so many lives in Florida. We don't know where. We know there's evacuations, there's gridlock, there's scary models. Yeah, that's what we're looking at. Katie, ATN, I know what it's like. I've been through a hurricane, but nothing like Irma. Florida is prepping you. Good luck finding water. Good luck figuring out what to do. You're on your own if you stay put in Key West. There are certain areas where I definitely would not chance it. And, of course, the closer to the water you are, it looks like from these models, the scarier it becomes. But no way to know that. We're just kind of speculating. We certainly can look at a model and see its track and see where it's headed and realize, yeah, it's definitely headed there. The gridlock is supposedly intense as cars are just eking along on some of those highways coming out of Florida. I mean, eking along. So most people are finding other places well away from Florida to lay their head for at least a few days. Thousands of cars headed north caused the interstates back up and slow down, and drivers waited for hours at gas stations. Some ran out of gas, ran out of fuel. The governor tried to take some steps to have more fuel delivered and ordered a temporary halt to toll collections, thank goodness. Travelers stood in line for hours at airports. The eastern coast is where it's particularly scary. Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach counties, all of them. We're talking about 6 million people combined, and they're saying people should get out now. When I say they're saying, Florida Governor Rick Scott warned Thursday at a news conference, if you wait until Saturday or Sunday when the high winds and rain are expected to smash South Florida, it's going to be too late. And he's right. He says, we can't save you when the storm starts. You're in the evacuation zone. You need to help. You need to get out now. Saying don't leave Saturday. Don't drive through Florida with tropical storm force winds. And I couldn't agree more on that. Boy, that's not what you want to do. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, when should I go? And then wait until right when the hurricane's hitting. That would be disastrous for your life. If there would ever be a time you could be caught in the wrong situation, it would be then. And the size of the storm, it's wider than the entire state. The governor's right about that when you look at it. That's why it's so difficult to make these mass projections and think that they're right or feel good about them or look at these spaghetti models, because we know it could take a turn one way or another. I mean, you look at these gas stations in Miami, a line of cars wrapping around the corner, even having two cops on duty keeping drivers in line, and police kept them from entering the station the wrong way. They had to. And drivers had to wait at least an hour for fuel. Oof. 300,000 barrels of fuel unloaded from a ship in Tampa to resupply gas stations. A fuel ship from Mississippi headed to the port of Tampa will be given a military escort because that's how valuable that fuel is. And if the monster comes right up the peninsula of Florida, you're going to have a mass out migration from the south to the north. The roads will be clogged unbelievably. When Hurricane Harvey, this is a way to compare it, as you're listening to me go on about this hurricane, when Hurricane Harvey threatened to tear up southeast Texas about 2 weeks ago, Houston decided not to issue a voluntary or mandatory evacuation, partly because of memories of the problems. but it's one half dozen of one problem or the other. Currently, the cone of potential landfall includes the entire state of Florida. That means you might not be able to flee the Gulf Coast to avoid the wrath. Going north is probably the best choice. I mean, Florida is really relatively narrow if you think about it. Fort Lauderdale on the east, Naples on the west, separated by 100 miles. And if you look at the force winds, the tropical storm force winds from Irma, it can cover 65,000 square miles, about the size of an entire state. And they've seen this act before. And think of the 3 million people across Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina trying to evacuate. It's nutty. I tell you, that's pure nuttiness. Airline flights. Delta said it added flights out of Miami and Key West to Atlanta. They're allowing people affected by Irma to rebook flights without paying a fee. That's good. They should do that. But then they're going to cut off operations. American Airlines winds down Friday afternoon at its Miami hub, as well as any other South Florida cities. Operations basically cut through the weekend.
Wow.
Cut through the weekend. So going in and out of Florida, forget about it. Thinking you're going to go and make it there? I don't think so. Tough to make the decision, tough to try to figure out what to do. And all of us on this show, we've talked with many, many people about surviving, having go bags, having a plan. I mean, how many of you have a plan? Think about it. When you see this, it could be your turn next. Who knows? But wouldn't it be great to have a plan, and then you can take a big breath, a sigh of relief, and you just execute that plan, and that's it, and hey, you're good with it. And if you come back, you come back. When you come back, when it's safer. Seems to make sense to me. Why not? And if you're following the models, the hurricane season hasn't even peaked yet. Now, that's what's really frightening. So, well, these hurricanes, Harvey was terrible, and then the flooding was ridiculous, and now Irma. But we have a long way to go. This is just the beginnings of the hurricane season. We've had three hurricanes, including this Cat 5 Irma. And the storm activity has definitely shot through the roof. And then what do you do? Statistically speaking, if you're there, you're riding out the storm. Just like the saying, you are riding out the storm and hoping, as we go through the list of hurricanes, that it's going to be mild after this. Because for the 2017 Atlantic hurricane season, you got Lee, Maria, Nate, Ophelia, Philip, Renee, Sean, Tammy, Vince, Whitney. Woo! Meet you on the other side.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
One of my favorite segments we do, and you love it too, because you're always sending me your thoughts on the movies, which, by the way, the industry tanked this year. Rough time for the movie industry, as so few people went to the box office by their standards, and they're blaming it on Rotten Tomatoes, saying the reviews that too many films got were terrible. Well, Stephen King is a prolific writer. That's nothing new, but Stephen King really put together what I think was an excellent book, and then it was turned into something on the big screen, which now you have a chance to go and see, and it's Stephen King's It. Andy, our technical director, I'm wondering, did you read the book It, or did you see the movie?
You know, I'm probably one of the few people that hasn't read the book or seen the original movie, but I'm still really excited about it.
Will you go see it?
Yeah, it looks really scary.
Ooh, you'll go in the big, and now seeing a big theater would be really cool to see it.
We have these theaters in Minnesota that you can lounge back in like a Lazy Boy, and they'll bring you food and drinks.
Really? Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. There's a name for that. There's Cinemark, I want to say, but there's others that do it too, or Look Cinemas or whatnot. All right, so you might be doing that, and if you are, you'll be listening to this. Roll it.
When you're a kid, you think the universe revolves around you. You think that you'll always be protected and cared for. Then, one day, you realize that's not true. Because when you're alone as a kid, the monsters see you as weaker. You don't even know they're getting closer. Until it's too late. grandfather thinks this town is cursed. That all the bad things that happen in this town are because of one thing. An evil thing.
What happens when another Georgie goes missing? Or one of us? Are you just gonna pretend it isn't happening like everyone else in this town? If we stick together, we win.
Wow, enough said. I'm scared just listening to that. Wow. Stephen King's It now being re-released at the movie theaters. Pretty scary. I think it's going to be a crowded house to go and see it. And crazy timing on that movie. I remember it. I saw it a long, long time ago. The movie review for that is pretty much thumbs up across the board. It's funny, Rotten Tomatoes, which everybody's trashing Rotten Tomatoes because they say Rotten Tomatoes is killing the movie industry. Because people are paying attention to it. But guess what? 97% want to see it. And Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 90%. So the critics' consensus is well acted, frightening, but very, very good. So we move from It to a much lighter movie with Reese Witherspoon in it. And it's called Home Again.
First day, new school, are you nervous?
I'm feeling exhausted, hopeless, and I don't enjoy the things that I once loved.
Where are you getting this from?
The Zoloft commercial, obviously.
There's this really sweet guy in my yoga class.
I haven't really been separated for 5 months.
Come on.
Girls, it's my birthday. Let's
Hi.
So I'd like to offer to buy you drinks.
Really?
Yes.
The manager is making me ask for your ID.
Okay. By the way, I'm definitely old enough to drink alcohol.
Me too. Obviously.
I just always act out on my birthday. It's like my own personal New Year's Eve. So I just go like, what? And I just reel it back to normal.
Did you watch these?
I did, but only because I was doing a load and I've been up since 5:30.
Hurry up, you guys.
What are you guys doing home? I thought Nana was taking you to school.
You're acting weird.
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much for everything, Mrs.
And you are?
I like them. Namaste, I'm Teddy.
But they're dead broke. So I thought they could stay here.
Stay here?
Try looking at this as something that could be sort of exciting.
Okay, guys, let's just do our best not to cramp each other's style.
I'm just going to grab that and flush down the toilet.
I don't know your ex, but he must be some kind of maniac to have let you slip through his hands.
You know I'm 40, right?
Yeah, I knew that. Like, ballpark.
Oh my God, tell me you see him too. What are you doing here?
Oh God, I just can't think straight. Is that one of them?
Daddy! Did you tell Dad about your play?
Will he stay for it, Daddy?
When is it again?
Next Friday.
I miss our family. Let's fix this.
You make a decision about your life when you're 25 years old. You think, is that like a good life decision for the rest of your life?
You seem to be handling everything really well.
Okay, let's eat. It's gonna be good. Bye. Good night.
All right, I have to say, it looks cute. Younger man, older woman, funny little laughs here and there. Don't know how well it'll do at the box office. Definitely would do well streaming, I think. It's that chick flick kind of dateable movie sort of thing. Kevin Sorbo, I don't know if we have a clip of this, but Kevin Sorbo is in a movie that Sean Hannity was involved with called Let There Be Light. Check this out.
Let me ask you something. Is the God you believe in any different than the God of ISIS? Because they certainly don't think so. I think you're both smoking the same dope.
The only difference is yours in a joint and theirs is in a hookah.
Saul Harkins has it all. A new bestseller.
The book is selling like hotcakes.
A gorgeous model girlfriend.
And Bissell.
Immense success.
What are those?
This is called the Harkins Hedonist. It's special for the occasion.
He's the Muhammad Ali of outspoken atheist celebrities. But not everything is perfect in Saul Harkins' world.
Can you honestly say that you are 100% on top of your game?
Not everything's about you, Saul.
Don't you even believe in doing good deeds?
I'm going to Haiti to dig a hole in the ground.
Dad, I'm not asking you to believe in the church. I'm asking you to believe in me. How can you take something as intensely private as the death of their brother and use it as part of your carnival act?
I would pray to see my son just one last time. I'm not feeling very good right now, so...
You know, she still prays for you every night.
David, is that you?
Back it up, let him through.
Harkins, is it true you were clinically dead?
Did you see the other side?
Do you believe in God now?
You are the only one who can say there is no there there.
Did you get a glimpse of the great beyond?
When someone almost dies, they are seeing their imagination quite literally running wild.
Katie, I saw our son.
What did he say, Saul?
Daddy, let there be light.
He's a user, Mom. He uses you. He uses Connor and me. I don't want to see you get hurt again.
How am I supposed to sell the celebrated author whose latest exciting point of view is, I don't know?
This better be good. That's what I said.
When you discover that everything you believe is a lie, where do you find the truth?
Would you consider consulting a different source?
Now you come to me and you say, Pastor Vinny, what does Let There Be Light mean?
What if it's as simple as this?
Well, let me hear. This ain't brain surgery. Jesus gets whacked, right?
Well, I've never exactly heard it put that way, but yeah. Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers.
All right, that movie's going to find its audience, and it's got wide distribution, that's for sure. Faith-based drama, Let There Be Light. Stay with us.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
And we're continuing our conversation with Ruth Hedges. She is the CEO and founder of Global Crowdfunding Convention. Check it out in October 23rd and 24th in Las Vegas. Ruth, we were talking about crowdfunding and, frankly, some of the nonsense that has gone on to try to fight to even allow people to invest in crowdfunding, right?
Well, you know what? You want to hear something really amazing? More people go bankrupt from medical issues than everything that causes bankruptcy combined. Wow. So maybe they should care more about that than they do about investing in a startup where we know it's risky. Everyone knows startups are risky. But if you lose your money, you're at least helping to create jobs on the front end.
And wealth.
And wealth. And maybe if you do happen to luck out and get a great exit, that's wonderful, but you might just also be helping to bring things to your city and town. For example, maybe you need some more nursing homes or assisted living or daycares. Well, right now, people in the past would have to go to a bank. Right. And the banker would decide, we don't think you need a new assisted living facility in your town, so we're not going to bankroll you. Well, today, you don't need the banker anymore. You can go straight to the crowd, and you can sell, and we can all own our own bedroom that we're going to end up retiring in someday.
Right, right. Wow, it's fascinating when we talk about some of the products and some of what people are looking for as far as getting crowdfunding. Is it the sky's the limit? You talked about the paperwork has to be right, the pitch has to be right, basically. I'm going to call it that, the P&P. Do you see a trend somewhere that there's an interest in funding XYZ? You know?
Well, I mean, on the reward platforms, games are a big one. We had a company last year at the Global Crowdfunding Convention called Exploding Kittens, and it was a card game, like a deck of cards.
I know it.
Do you know Exploding Kittens? So they sat on our stage and talked about how they were trying to raise, I don't know, $100,000, and they raised $8 million.
That was a good trip
to
Vegas.
It was unbelievable. They had 218,000 backers, twice as large as the next closest wow. campaign in the history of crowdfunding. No one had ever come close to.
Wow.
She said that they're... The PayPal account, you know, you get people buy it.
Ding,
ding, blowing ding, 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 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Wow. All right, listen, we're talking with Ruth Hedges. She's the CEO and founder of the Global Crowdfunding Convention. I want to hear about the convention before we talk about that.
Okay.
Because I want to know, you know, who should go, when it is, how you get to, I mean, all that, because I know a lot of our listeners are, their ears are perked up now. They've got some exploding kittens they want to bring of their own.
Right.
But I have heard a rumor that you have had some influence over Congress's passing of this law.
Yes.
Tell us, give us the background.
So,
and you can gloat as much as you want.
Okay. So during the height of the recession in 2008, I got together with a group of people, and we were so frustrated in this problem about accessing capital because the banks, the VCs, and the angels had completely stopped. There was no money moving anywhere.
Right.
And we said, well, it's going to take an act of Congress because there's an 80-year-old, which people joke about all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were kidding, right?
Congress,
right?
Right. But we realized, no, we really would. There was an 80-year-old securities law that prevented, and it started when that little old lady in the middle of some podunk town in the 1920s, and the guy would drive up with the elixir in the truck and try and sell her bogus stock certificate. So it made sense then. It doesn't make sense today.
Right.
It never did. So... we went to Congress with a bill we wrote. It's called, was called, originally called the Startup Exemption. And we worked on this bill. We took it to the House. Senator Congressman McHenry, Patrick McHenry, was the first person who really started to get excited about it and help us. And then it just started to take off. It took us 17 months. We had,
you guys were fast.
It was really fast. It really was.
17 months.
Only Donald Trump is faster.
Right, right, right.
We think. We'll find out.
We got the U.S. Chamber of Commerce got involved. Steve Case from AOL got involved.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it just it made sense to everybody. And we were just lucky because the next year, so President Obama signed it into law on April 5th, 2012. And that year is when I started this convention because I realized we needed to, you know, start to train people. I mean, not just the people using it, but the professionals. No lawyer in this country knew anything about it. No CPA knew anything about it. No marketing person knew anything.
Right.
And it was critical that they all learned this, too. Then we needed, obviously, all the entrepreneurs, the innovators to want to know the infrastructure to use
Human infrastructure.
Right. So after it was signed into law, there was an event called Champions of Change at the White House, and I was invited. They honored all of us for doing this work. And then last year, the rules came out. So the SEC took 3.5 years to write the rules. We gave them 22 pages. They came back with 650 pages of rules.
Wow.
Which was completely...
Is the other word for that job security for them?
Right, exactly. Job security.
And so last year on May 16th, I was on Capitol Hill being honored for... my work with this, but also to showcase what the industry had done to Congress, to members of the White House, the World Bank were there, and all of us that are technology developers, which I am, we got to showcase some of the things that we built. And one of the things is this product. It's called Crowdfunding CRM, and it's actually the tool that walks you through the process of creating that campaign. Every single missing piece.
So it's a wizard.
It's a virtual vault with an e-book kind of, you know, walk step by step, and it lets you store everything together. The press release, the tweets, the social posts, the video, everything is there. So when you go to the equity platform, the Kickstarter, or the GoFundMe, what any kind of crowdfunding, you are ready to launch, and you're not forgetting anything.
Yes.
How did you start this? What drew you to this?
I've been half of my life in the software business, and I was writing business plans. We built this product for business plan writing, and nobody could use it during the recession because nobody needed a business plan anymore. And I'm like, wait a minute, kids. I didn't work this hard to, like, roll over on this story. What do you mean nobody needs? Well, there's no funding out there.
Right.
So I said, well, then let's go solve that problem. Then I can go back to the business
and
plan.
And that changed your life.
Yeah, it changed my life because I'm not even doing
business. You're not
business
even
plans,
in the business plan business anymore.
No.
You're onto a better business.
Yeah, yeah.
That's phenomenal.
It's really
exciting. What a story.
Yeah, what a story.
Congratulations.
Here's a question for you. What keeps you up at night? We ask everyone that.
What keeps me up at night? Besides global warming. you know, I'll tell you what really bothers me. I see so many brilliant people who never get a chance to see their piece of the American dream because they can't get access to capital. And we are living in the wealthiest country in the world. Well, there is more money in this country than most countries combined. And we are have so many rules and regulations and gatekeepers that keep us from actually helping each other. I mean, this organization is obviously a perfect example of women, successful women who started, they were a startup. All of these people in this room were a startup at some point.
Right.
You know? So, you know, I talk with colleges and universities, tech transfer offices. Do you know there are piles and piles of business plans of innovators who graduated 20 years ago with some brilliant, there could be a cure for cancer sitting in one of those tech transfer offices.
Wow. Yes.
If crowdfunding had been around then, they could have just gone to the crowd, and who wouldn't want to back one of these smart kids, you know?
Right. Yeah. No kidding.
All right, her name is Ruth Hedges. She's the CEO and founder of the Global Crowdfunding Convention. We have to let you give some details on that, because Kate, you and I are going. I mean,
yeah, I want to hear about it. Yeah.
We're going.
Hear about it.
So if you want to meet us, you can get there. If you want to meet Ruth, get there. So tell us the dates and you know, the other information.
So it's October 23rd and 24th. It's at Planet Hollywood.
Awesome.
This is our sixth year doing it. It's right in the middle of the strip across from the Bellagio. It's a fantastic location. Microsoft is our lead sponsor this year. We're extremely excited about that. And we have an opportunity for everybody at this convention. We immerse professionals in an in-depth kind of workshop masterclass of all of the regulatory stuff, the marketing people, all of, so they can walk away really understanding how to do this and expand the industry for us.
Yes.
We also have live crowdfunding. So if you're a startup and you want to bring your laptop and have a little booth like this.
Oh, I love that.
We had 65 companies last year in our expo.
Yes.
We had over 110 companies in our expo last year doing, and half of them were live crowdfunding.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
That's fantastic.
And then the vendor, you know, Indiegogo was a sponsor last year. So we have, you know, the platforms
fantastic.
Are there.
Of course.
The securities lawyers are there, the, you know, that are our sponsors and, you know. And then we do this thing called Who Wants to Raise $1 Million? And it's a game show on the main stage.
Has Regis Philbin ever been a contestant?
No. But it's a game where after they've been through the sessions, we want to test them.
Yes.
So we call people up from the audience and we actually give them, we have the millionaire music, the same music, and we have all the graphics, and we do like a little pretend version, but it's called Who Wants to Raise $1 Million, not Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I love that.
And then if they have to see, we want to see how much they remembered of the convention stuff. And we actually give them cash for winning different levels. And the phone a friend is me. I'm in the back.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's just so much fun. And then we have the Crowdfunding Awards, where we give different campaigners and different people who've helped the industry. And we have an after party in the London Club.
Wow.
And it's just a fun. It's Vegas. I mean, it's a party
it's
all
awesome.
The time.
Ruth Hedges, I want to say I am so thrilled you came to talk
to us. I am too.
And I hope we can reach out to you.
Anytime.
Yeah, we
know absolutely. I'd be thrilled.
This was great. I hope everyone enjoyed it as much as we did.
Yeah,
I know
you are a national treasure.
Yeah,
I don't know if the president said that to you, but I'm saying it to you for him.
Oh,
yeah.
You are a national treasure. You have done things for the business community, the startup community, for people who have ever wanted to start a company, ever wanted to invest. You have knocked down those walls. Thank you for that.
Yes. So check her out, Ruth Hedges, and it's Global Crowdfunding Convention. You want to go there.
Yeah, it's thegccworld.com.
Yeah.
So that's Global Crowdfunding Convention, thegccworld.com. Come see us there. We'll be there.
Yep, love it. We'll see you again on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Hello, I'm... I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
To me, the mailbag is full. A lot of you concerned about Irma and a few other things as well. So let's jump to that as we hit the ATN mailroom. First up is this one from Harry, who says, Kate, you're not kidding. After you talked the other night about the satellite photos, I have to confess I hadn't really seen them, I realized. So I went to look at them, and boy, that view from overhead was incredible. It does look like it is covering the entire state of Florida. Godspeed to all the people listening that are from Florida. I hope that they take cover and take this seriously, although I can't imagine that anybody is not taking it seriously. Yeah, and, you know, it keeps changing moment by moment. The track of the, you know, if you track the storm's path, one time it looks like it is definitely churning in the Atlantic, but it's tearing through the Caribbean, and it looks like it could go up the middle of Florida or the East Coast. I mean, they're just gridlock, mass evacuations, and people are just preparing for that because what can you do? There's no way to know the ultimate impact, except for it'd be hard to believe that this whole thing would miss Florida, but that would be the best thing ever. Who cares if you have to evacuate Key West or wherever and you're stuck in traffic somewhere, but then miraculously, this hurricane takes a wicked turn back into sea. It's doubtful that will happen because it's not. If you look at weather patterns, it's just an impossibility. But it's Mother Nature. Who knows? So, you know, you've got this extensive gridlock. You've got people who are evacuating. You have a massive clog on I-95 and 75. But you got to go somewhere. And we saw what happened in Texas, that Harvey was there, and there were ways to escape in Texas, because you could go in a couple of different directions, but with Hurricane Irma, there's only one place to go, and that's north. So the only way people get out is if they go north, period. And, you know, a storm that size could have an effect statewide, and there's no question about it, and have an incredible impact on the people of Florida. So, yeah, brutal. All right, so let's take another one. This one is from Bob, and Bob says, Kate, I'll tell you what, I look at the NBA, and I happen to see this story about, and it's crazy the money these players make, and I wonder why seats are so expensive, and I happen to see something about the Clippers have these star courtside seats for next season, which allows, I guess, fans to sit between team benches, and the price tag is $175,000, so they get waiter service, they get valet, they get a VIP entrance, and it adds up to over $4,000 a game. Do you think anybody will take them? I think that there are rabid NBA fans that probably would, somebody would pick it up. Who it is, I don't know, but yes, I do think somebody will do it. Absolutely. It is crazy, though, isn't it? To think that you would pay $4,000 for a seat and then 175 courtside seats. But listen, there's people that have a lot of money in the movie business and other businesses, and if they're rabid fans, the answer is they put those seats in there for a reason, because they know that most likely someone will take them up on it. It wouldn't be shocking to me. All right, let's move in a different direction as we kind of bounce around. And how about this? In talking about the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, I got this from Nikki, who says, Paul Ryan just never seems to be on the right side of anything, Kate. I don't understand it. So the Speaker of the House says that he believes President Trump cut a debt ceiling deal with the Democrats because the president wanted to avoid a partisan fight as we've got these two devastating hurricanes. That's a lot better than what he said before, when he said that the Democrats' proposal was ludicrous and ridiculous. And then he came back and said he completely understands he wants to avoid uncertainty for hurricane victims. Okay, so, yeah, somebody said to him, hey, Ryan, do you get it? Because that is part of it. What is the motivation? FEMA is running dry. The last thing you want is a problem with the whole debt ceiling thing. So you don't want to be blindsided in that direction. So even though the Republicans say they were blindsided about the deal, it was a smart deal to make, because we're stuck in the middle of these two horrific storms. And as a country, how are we putting this all back together when we're saying that Irma is twice as wide as Florida? Not good. And seeing that and watching that, that's nuttiness to, it's nuttiness to hold the whole situation hostage, because it always is that way. It's infuriating, isn't it? And why do we keep dealing with the same thing over and over again? And the answer is because everybody wants to toss it off. So I can understand saying, oh, well, why will we put a Band-Aid on it again, but not with what's happening? It, as a leader, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, kicking yourself in the shins. That's what it is. All right, so let's take another one. This one is from Bill, who says, Kate, you do that cheap movie review. I love it. And sometimes you'll talk about what Rotten Tomatoes or others are saying about the movie, and I wonder how many people follow that. I happen to see a story in the New York Times that the box office is way down. You've talked about that. And that, in fact, aggregates like Rotten Tomatoes have been really rough on movies and have hurt the box office and has made it a terrible summer. Do you think that's true? Well, how many people do you completely listen to reviews? What they're saying is, I know the story you're talking about. They're saying that between the first weekend of May and Labor Day, that you have this a sequel period, and it accounts for about 40% of the ticket sales, and that box office revenue in North America totaled like $3.8 billion, a 15% decline from the same span as last year. And they say to find a slower summer, you'd have to go back 20 years, which is incredible. They say it's so bad that the three biggest, and this is a New York Times article, the three biggest chains have lost $4 billion in market value since May. Wow. It could be, I think, forget that it's just saying it's Rotten Tomatoes. I think some of it is the movies they're making and the fact that people can stream. So you're home with your family, their friends come over, you don't feel like going to the movie theater, and the cost of it, and the cost of not the traditional old type of movie theaters, but that you have so many movie theaters, and maybe some of you don't, where it's awesome, it's luxury, it's whatever, but it costs way more money by the time it's said and done. And especially if you're talking about taking children to the movie and you have a bunch, it's expensive. And you have to really, are you going to really make that investment in going to the movies? That's the thing to think about. Definitely. Okay, so let's move on to something else. How about this one? This one is from Tom, and Tom says, Kate, I heard that Christian Bale, who played Batman, as you know, is going to play Dick Cheney in a movie. Is that true? Yes, you probably read the same thing I read. He is going to be in this movie called Backseat, and he's going to play former VP Cheney. He had to dye his eyebrows. I mean, he had to gain some weight. Supposedly there's some pretty interesting people in this. There's Amy Adams, Sam Rockwell, Steve Carell, Bill Pullman. Boy, when you're an actor, that's part of the deal. I mean, of course, that's why they make the big bucks, right? You have to embody, so to speak, the character. He lost 70 pounds when he was in The Machinist, and he got really, really thin. And then he had to put on like 30 pounds to play Batman. So, and then he was in a movie I really liked, The Fighter. He had to lose a ton of weight then. So that's, you know, that's part of the deal, being able to do that, being able to, again, be the character, whatever they look like. And to be Dick Cheney, he had to change the way he looks. So there you go, right? All right, and finally, just one last quick one. This one is from Bill, who says, Kate, wow, Florida waiting for Irma is just the saddest thing. When you think of those people in Houston and you think of trying to put the waters behind them, it's the saddest thing to look and wonder what Irma's going to do to Florida and the horrific panic some of those people must be in. I wish them the best. And there are plenty of ways to donate money. Yep, Red Cross, etc. A lot of places that you can do that. They're overwhelmed with stuff, so a good idea is to donate money. All right, once again, thank you so much for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.